Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easter. Pesci reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesci scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Wright moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Pesci reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Doby reaches second base with a double. Easter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tebbets settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tebbets. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropeau hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr strikes out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Stevens scores. Dropo moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Doby reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.